Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Oh, yeah. Halfway home on a Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. And we're still going strong. We still have 2 hours left of the program on a Friday. And we've got big guests. We've got Carlos Quentin coming in at 9. Very excited for you guys to hear what he's working on. It's really, really cool. Really, really cool stuff. And, you know, I talked to him yesterday. I just said, we just love having you in and having you on, man. Yeah. Carlos Quentin's the best.
I Googled him yesterday.
Yeah.
You guys mentioned Carlos Quentin because that was a name that hasn't popped up in the circulation for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm so curious that the one thing that stuck out is that he led the league in being hit by pitches in 2012.
That's right.
And the Greinke thing was obviously
the Greinke thing was huge.
Oh yeah,
but you can ask him about all that at 9 when he comes in.
I'll save it for then.
And right now we've got the president of baseball operations for the San Diego Padres, Mr. AJ Preller, on with the program. Good morning, AJ. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. We've got Ben is out on a golf vacation. AJ, just to be completely transparent with you. And we've got Julian Delgadio. He's hanging out with us from Fox 5.
Might be stuck with me.
We like to bring in Ben's competition when he's out. So Julian's in here, and he'll be helping out with the interview. So how's everything going, my man?
It's good now that I hear Ben's not there.
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah, there we go.
I thought so. I thought you may feel that way. Now that you know, you're just going to get a bunch of softball questions from me.
We haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. It's no coincidence. Ben goes on vacation. We get AJ Preller on the show.
That's true. I was really worried about who we were going to have on the program. Then they said, AJ's coming on. I go, oh, okay. Now that Ben's not here.
It's a huge get.
The team is obviously playing very well, AJ, playing well at home. The home field advantage for this team has been outstanding. You, as the president of baseball ops, how are you viewing this team right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you want to get off to a good start, and I think we've shown that, playing at Petco, the energy with the crowds have been incredible. And again, we know our division's going to be tough, and we've been able to go out, and it's not like everything's gone our way. We've had, we'll talk about it, I'm sure, but dealing with some of the injuries we've dealt with, it's been an opportunity for a lot of guys on the roster to contribute. We've seen, Toddy and Manny and those guys do their thing, and the bullpen's been good, and, starting pitching is, in general, seeing, King, Cease, Pivetta, those guys kind of take the lead in the rotation. So, there's been a lot of good. Obviously, we've had some challenges, but, I think, again, you want to get off to a good start, and I think we have so far, and hopefully we'll build on it.
That's obviously the dream. And when you talk about the guys in your starting rotation, we did see come across the wire yesterday. Kyle Hart been sent down to El Paso. And I think you would probably evaluate it the same. He's had some really, really good moments, and he's had some not so good moments, which is not uncommon. Is there a corresponding move that you can share with us, or are you not ready to do that yet?
Yeah, no, so we're going to, I think we looked at the schedule, and Schilty and Ruben and Josh Stein looked at the schedule, and just basically with some off days, I think we have an opportunity to work four starters into the mix. Yep. And then I think for Kyle, it's a chance. I think we saw it the other day where, you know, in Detroit, where he, I think he's continuing as he's come back from Korea, he's continuing to kind of find what works for him. And he's had some moments where you can look at it and say, yeah, we think this has a chance to be effective as a major league starting pitcher. You know, so I think he's going to help us this year, and I think he's going to go down to AAA and kind of keep refining some things. And then we're going to bring up Ryan Burgert,
nice.
And just kind of, yeah, and just lengthen the bullpen. So, you know, at the end of the day, Ryan can do a lot of different things. He's been starting in AAA, but it's an opportunity for us to add another arm to the pen in this stretch where we have some off days, get our top starters, you know, where they're still lined up from a rest standpoint, but they start to line up, you know, in a spot where they get regular work, and we get a chance to, you know, to get Kyle Hart down to AAA where he continues to work, and, you know, expect him to be back here probably pretty soon, honestly.
Well, we can never say again that A.J. Preller does not break news on Bennett Woods, because he just
been asking for 7 years.
Yeah, man, finally. The Ryan Burger coming up, that's really cool.
Ben leaves and it just opens.
That's everything
else. Problem.
All right, A.J., who are you trading for at the deadline while we've got you going?
Ben's
right
not here,
now.
Remember that.
Is Higgins online?
No, let's talk deals here, right? No, look, I know when you built this team in the offseason, right? Everybody, and probably including you guys as well, like, all right, the depth is we got guys for a reason. Now, when your depth gets injured, that's when you run into a little bit of a problem. And I know you got guys, some guys playing out of position, some guys trying to step up right now. But the designated hitter spot is one that I wanted to ask you about, because we haven't gotten a ton of production yet from Yuli. You know, Jason went down. Lockridge went down. You got guys filling in. You've used it as an opportunity to get Manny off his feet, to get Xander off his feet, Tatis off his feet. What is kind of the plan right now? I know Campy's tearing the cover off the ball at Triple A right now. Are you guys looking to make some changes there?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've, again, like you mentioned, I think we've, you know, the injury factor, it's been an opportunity to see a lot of the guys that, you know, honestly, like, we knew we would need coming out of spring training. You know, and in terms of, you know, you see who steps up, and probably the biggest one has been Gavin Sheets. You know, he's obviously had some really good at-bats and some big swings for us, and factors in, whether it's in that DH spot or left field. But, yeah, I think it's a spot we knew there'd be some competition. There's going to be some different looks that we have, and, you know, whether it's some of the guys that have come from AAA, Tirso or Oscar Gonzalez, whether it's some of the guys that some of the veteran players that, you know, Hayward and others, we've given them the first crack and the opportunity, but it's going to be something that we keep evaluating throughout the first half of the season. And, you know, you mentioned Campy, he's swinging the bat really well in AAA. You know, I think you want to have a deep lineup. I think when we get back, you know, some of the regulars will start to lengthen out. Right now it's an opportunity for some guys to, you know, to show that they can contribute at the big league level. And I think that's going to be something that we're going to keep watching here in the first half of the season, about just adding another bat, and whether that's, you know, in that DH slot or another place on the field. You know, that's something that we'll keep looking at here as we go.
Talking to A.J. Preller, president of baseball ops for the San Diego Padres. And so, yeah, I mean, obviously you lose four of your starters. Can you give us an update on just kind of how everyone's doing? I mean, we know when Luis is you know, supposed to come back, that was a horribly scary, awful moment. Mm. One of my favorite Padres. It was yeah, brutal to watch. I'm sure it was awful for you. But, you know, Luis, Jackson, Crony, and Jason Hayward.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with Luis. Obviously, like you mentioned, you get into, you know, Sunday night baseball, and you're excited to see a good game. And you know, a few minutes into the game, you're dealing with a really serious situation. So I thought everybody handled it well from the medical side. I'm very appreciative for, you know, the Astros and their group and how they handled it. But yeah, he's in, you know, concussion protocol. So he's doing well. You know, he'll be at the ballpark this weekend. But, you know, there are some steps that he's going to need to take to get back on the field. So, you know, we take that seriously and, you know, but, and then see how the next few days go for Luis, and hopefully he has a great weekend. And we're talking about Luis next week as, you know, ready to come back and play and bring his energy, his bat, you know, back to Petco. I think with Jackson and Lockridge, the hamstrings, they've been progressing, you know, and they've been doing well. It's just not an injury that I think we feel like, you know, you can't really, you know, there's no shortcuts there in terms of coming back. 'Cause I think everybody has had pulled muscles and, you know, any kind of muscle strain, you come back too soon, you know, you look up and then you're talking about more months than weeks. So, you know, I think with Merrill, with Lockridge, you know, I think there's still some more steps that need to be done. They're going to start to progress on the field this weekend. From a baseball activity standpoint, we'll get a better sense of the time frame. But, you know, hoping we're now starting to kind of shorten that distance of those guys getting back on the field and, you know, start to get a little bit better sense of when that will exactly be. Hayward is more of a day-to-day thing with his knee. You know, we keep going on. Unfortunately, there's a bunch of them that we've been talking about. Yeah. And then Crony getting hit in the ribs and having the fractured rib. Again, I think had a good week. He was with the team on the road trip. I think it's a matter of him starting to figure out, you know, how aggressive he can be in terms of getting back on baseball activity. If he hits the ground, how's that going to feel? But I think Crony, Merrill, Lockridge, it's probably not on this homestand. But I think we'll start getting more information this weekend and start getting a better sense of the exact time frame for them. I think they're kind of past the initial, just recovery stage, and now they're going to start doing some more baseball activity here shortly.
What's the latest on Darvish's timeline?
He had a really good. He was with the team on the road trip. He threw a bullpen in Houston, and then another one, I believe, in Detroit. So he's starting to, you know, get some volume and. You know, he's feeling good. You know, I think from Ruben and all of our pitching standpoint, watching him, they feel like the pitch mix, the stuff, the crispness is there. You know, and now it's more about building back up. And I think he'll start to continue to progress with bullpens and then, you know, start getting him back into games, you know. So, again, I think the good news for, you know, like for all of these players is, you know, it's, you know, there's nobody where we're looking at it where, hey, these are season-threatening injuries or anything like that. It's just a matter of getting into the year, being smart about it, you know, using the depth. And, you know, I think from Darvish's standpoint, he's starting to build up, and I think he'll continue that build up this week in terms of just getting some more volume, more bullpens, and then start looking at scheduling, you know, him to face some hitters and getting into game action right after that.
Talking to A.J. Preller here on Ben Woods, and always appreciate the time, A.J. Last one for me. So, yeah, we've covered the injuries. You know, we were talking yesterday on the roundtable, and it's always a fun topic, especially when you're the general manager. It's, you know, A.J.'s going to be busy. He's going to be active. When you look at kind of how things are, and I know there's so much time until like the deadline or, but I know you've added guys, you know, before the deadline and all that before, but how do you look at, when you look at the competition in the National League, especially right now, it's pretty insane. There's some really good baseball teams. When you, do you sit and go, all right, this market's going to be active. This market's going to be pretty soft this year with the new wild card. So many teams think they're in it. Like, when do you start gauging what the market may look like, you know, come the end of July?
I mean, I think you're always evaluating it. I think like you're always trying to take a look and trying to predict, and that's your job to have a feel for what's going to happen and how it's going to play out. But, you know, like I usually get to what was the old draft time, like kind of that first week of June, to see who's real and kind of what direction different teams are taking. So I think for right now it's, you know, you're just evaluating your own. You're trying to hopefully stockpile wins and, you know, bank wins, and then trying to get a sense of where we're at. And I think, you know, in terms of, you know, looking at guys in our own organization to see what kind of help we'll have from inside. And then when you get to about June 1st, that's when it starts to get more serious and teams start to, you know, get a little bit more into the buyer or seller area. And, you know, we'll see how this year goes. And like you mentioned, it's going to be a super competitive National League. Our division is, you have to be very, you know, very, very good teams to come out of our division. And that's a good thing. It just raises the bar for everybody.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck against Tampa Bay. I mean, you know, I know you want some left-handed bats in there because the guys they're running out, you know, and I know it's Shane Baz tonight. He's pretty nasty. It's the boys got their work cut out for him, but I know Petco's going to be rocking as it usually is, and I know they'll be ready to play under Shilty. So tell everyone we said hi. We appreciate the time this morning, AJ.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, buddy. And now we've also learned that AJ Preller more willing to open up
without Ben. I know. Just my presence here. I didn't want to ask anything because I feel like that was
well. We had him on the line, and so it's like, wow, we got to reel him in
right
here. Man. So Ben's been the problem the whole time.
I never would have thought that.
I mean, I thought it privately, Paulie, but I don't want to say it out loud. But I he was very open, and Ryan Berger getting the call up, which is just that's breaking news on.
It's
Ben
not the biggest news in the world, but that's breaking news. Damn it!
It's the biggest breaking news he's ever broken on Ben and Woods. Yeah. Love that.
We
love
should
to
tweet
hear from
it.
That.
You guys should tweet it.
We will. If you haven't tweeted that yet, Paulie,
breaking.
We need
breaking.
To get it. We need to get it out. But no, excited. Excited for this. The rest of this season. I know. You know. I have ideas of guys that I would love to target. I have guys that, but every time I have an idea of like, ooh, this would be a good fit, he goes the complete opposite direction of, I think, what all of us kind of speculate. And, it's just been, it's been crazy under his direction, man.
For
it
sure.
has.
I think, you know, the pickups that he's had this offseason, like Pivetta has been outstanding.
He's been outstanding.
You know, and that's been a really cool thing. But Gavin Sheets as well, you know, a guy on the White Sox.
Yeah.
Not a lot of eyes were on that team last year.
Reclamation project done. Of the highest order.
And he tore it up spring training. What was it, like six home runs in a week or something crazy like that?
And he's been really, really, really good, for us so far. And he's got to keep it going. He's going to be at the top. You know, in the top of the lineup right now. So I know they're constantly working to try to figure it out, you know, and I just, again, we need to add this. We need to add that. Where are they coming from? Right. Like the only player at AAA that's on the 40 man, that's not on the 26 is Luis Camposano. And you mentioned, you know, for me, I've not ever really been high on Luis Camposano. I think he's gotten a ton of chances, but he is absolutely demolishing the baseball right now. His OPS is over 1,000. He's crushing it. It happens in El Paso. We know that. But man, you know, if he could come up and be the right-handed option for designated hitter, doesn't have to catch. We got two serviceable catchers right now. Just come up, hit. Do what you're doing right now.
Move the runners along.
Move the runners along. The next man up. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he's definitely interested in adding another bat. So I'm sure he's working the phones right now. But always appreciate AJ's time. We will take a break. We will be back. We still got Carlos Quentin coming in studio this morning. Are we going to do Take on Woods? Give
we
away
sure
a prize?
Can.
All right, let's do it. Take on Woods.
Call now, 833-288-0973. 288-0973. We will... get a caller on the line, Take on Woods. We got the Rhino Report a little early because, Carlos Quentin at 9 o'clock
like
in
that.
Studio to wrap up the show for a full hour. Come on.
Let's go. Excited about it. Coming up next, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If you wanted to catch your breath, you didn't have time. Ben and Woods are back. 97.3 The Fan. Got our pal Julian Delgadio hanging in with us this morning. Hanging out with us in studio is what I was trying to say on a Friday.
Blankenwoods.
Am I the new Ben where I just start to lose it
Fridays.
At like 8:30? He's like, blah, 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 blah. And no, I kind of get it now. I do, because he does most of the heavy lifting on this show.
For sure. He's
I throw the jabs, and he's just the heavy lifter.
I saw him on Tuesday, I want to say.
Yeah.
Tuesday or Wednesday, I think right before he left at USD. And I'm a big fan of Ben. You know, I know that
us too.
It's like Anchorman and think that thing. But he's awesome, man. Like
he's the best.
A legend.
He is the absolute legend. There's a legendary, legendary human.
I feel like I tell him he's a legend, though. He's like, that's just your way of telling me I'm really old, kid.
Yeah. Seems like something Ben would say.
It does. It absolutely does. All right, we got a caller on the line, Paulie.
Yeah, speaking of Ben, this is his favorite thing to do,
yeah.
So I got to step it up here.
Step it up a notch.
Let's get to a little take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods. Woods.
All right, there we go. Turn the mics on. It's the first step. All right, let's see here if we have our caller. Caller 97.3 The Fan, who is this?
This is Joe, if this is me.
Joe, that is you. How you doing, Joe?
All right, how you doing?
Good. You calling for Take on Woods this morning?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, let's get to it. If you were listening, not yesterday, we did Real or Fake, but on Wednesday, Ben left us with a couple of categories, and one was already taken off the board. So rather than giving you three, we've got two categories to choose from, okay? And this is Take on Woods, brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you. So, Joe, your category options are, and these are all two-second song categories, both of them, okay? You've got duets, old and new-ish. Pretty self-explanatory
new-ish.
There. New-ish.
Ish. Yep,
duets. And then you have One If By Land, Two If By Sea. You'll either have Land or Sea in the title of each and every song.
Let's do the One If By Land, Two If By Sea.
One If By Land, Two If By Sea. All right, let me pull that up right now. Now, Julian, I'll host, if you don't mind keeping score for me.
I got you.
Let me know how many correct answers that we get from Joe. As I pull it up here, Joe, One If By Land, Two If By Sea. All right, an all 2 second song category here. Land or Sea appearing in every answer. All right, are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, your song begins here in just a second. The timer starts when I play the first clip. All 2 second song category, Land and Sea is what we're looking for, Joe. Let's take on Woods.
I took my love, took it down.
Landslide, Fleetwood Mac.
Correct.
Oh, pass.
Okay.
Land of Confusion, Genesis.
That is correct. Song number four.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Land of a Thousand Dances, Wilson Pickett.
That is correct. Song number five.
Beyond the Sea, Bobby Darin.
That is correct. Let's go back to song number two.
Duran Duran.
Quickly.
I don't have it.
There's the time. Joe, you did very well. 4 out of 5 is good. I don't know if that's going to be good enough to beat or tie Woods. The one you didn't get was I Ran by Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, I know that song. It was in Grand Theft Auto.
Seagulls, yes. Yes.
That's why I couldn't place it.
But you did get Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. You got Land of Confusion by Genesis. Land of a Thousand Dances by Wilson Pickett. And Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin. So let's bring Woodsy back in. This is not... Ben's very good at... coordinating the game.
You did well. You kept score. I didn't even have to. I have it all written down.
Well,
but
Joe's a very good contestant. So
all right, here we go.
You got Joe. You're going to have to bring your A game. I will tell you. I won't tell you the category. I will tell you that is another all 2 second song category.
All right.
Okay?
All right. So I'm trying to get over the draft whipping I just got from Adam Klug out there in the hallway.
We'll talk about the damn
draft.
We're
going to talk about the draft. Klug, come on. All right, here we go.
All right. So all 2 second song category. Your time begins when I start the music. Are you ready to take on Joe?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
To my love.
That's Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
That is correct.
That is I Ran by Flock of Seagulls.
Correct. Song number three.
Land of Confusion.
Correct. Song number four.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
What is the freaking category? I'll pass.
Okay. Song number five.
Is that How Lucky Can One Guy Be?
Oh. That is not.
So
back
close.
To song number four.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Is that Sam Cooke? No, Sam Cooke.
10 seconds. It's not Sam Cooke.
Oh, I'm screwed then. I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You want to go back to the other one?
Not enough time. Oh. And by a score of 4.
Oh.
You got 4.
I got 3.
You got three, right?
You didn't get the last one. So the one that you didn't have any idea was Land of a Thousand Dances by Wilson Pickett. And then the other one that you missed was Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin. So by a
what
score
was the
of
category?
4-3. The score or the category is Land or Sea.
Land or Sea. I don't know that it would help me.
I don't think
really
it
don't.
Would have.
Did Joe win?
Joe won.
Congratulations, Joe.
So just hang tight for a couple of minutes here, Joe. I'll get to you when we go to break.
Yeah, that's a na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I love that song. I don't think I remember the name of the song.
I wouldn't have gotten that one. Congratulations. But the Bobby Darin one.
But you know, I started so hot.
You did
great. I was 3-for-3, and they needed me in the seventh and ninth.
And I scoring position.
completely soiled myself. Thank you, Paulie, for running that. And congratulations, Joe. I will be a gracious loser today. Carlos Quentin coming up on the program. We have not talked draft at all. We probably should mention it a little
bit.
It happened yesterday. I just got worn out by Adam in the hall. Not for not talking, he just wanted to share stuff. He's an eager beaver.
He's an oversharer.
He loves to share. We'll be right back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Welcome back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Getting my seventh wind today. And going to wrap up the show in about an hour and a half. Turn it over to Braden. I'm sure they did some NFL draft coverage last night. I watched about 17 picks of the draft. So
that's 17 more than I watched.
I'm very well versed. Yes. in this whole thing. We'll talk a little NFL draft and the absolute spectacle that it was.
Is fun. This Shador thing that's going on right
now. It's pretty nuts.
Unbelievable.
We'll talk about that. Let's do a quick check of traffic with Kelly Danik and we'll get into it.
Get things started here with our.
Oh no. What is happening?
Today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Yeah, we are a little out of sorts. Paulie had Joe still on hold from Take on Woods. Yeah. Get his info. Adam came in, handed us a camera. Like,
uh-oh.
Four guests might be too much.
It might just be a little bit too much. I know.
We have Fridays, though.
A lot of moving parts.
And it's Friday, so it's already
and it's an early
a cluster.
It's an early Rindle Report.
Yeah, everything's off. I look down as traffic was playing, I'm like, Joe is still on hold. I have to get his number. I have to get all of his information. I'm like, I got time. I can do this.
He's just rotting.
And I did. I was ready to go.
Good job, dude.
Nobody would have known.
If we hadn't said anything, nobody would have known. But we don't like to do that.
All right. Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. So, Julian, we like to make history on the show whenever we can. We already made some history with breaking news from AJ Preller earlier in the 8 o'clock hour here. I think we've also made history as being the only sports talk radio show in America to go 2 hours and 41 minutes into their show today and not have even mentioned the NFL draft.
Beyond impressive.
Thank you. I'm very happy about that. That's how we like to roll here.
I love the report cards already.
Well, it's just such a spectacle.
It's such a spectacle. What, they have 250,000 people there last night?
Descending on Green Bay?
Unbelievable.
It was incredible. I mean, look, they do it right. There's no question. Now, I don't like them yanking teams out of cities like they do, like they did here in San Diego. That's obviously not great business. But when it comes time to do things like that or like this, nobody's better. They tease a tease of their schedule release. I mean, these guys know what they're doing.
I opened up the ESPN app to check something regarding the draft, and it's like breaking news. Adam Schefter says the schedule will be released on May 14th or something. I'm like,
it's so good.
Great. Fantastic.
They know how to market their product.
They do. They're elite in that sense.
And we're different because we don't have a team anymore here. So it's a little bit different. We're a little bit salty still. No surprise, Cam Ward goes number one to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Travis Hunter.
Early surprise. Yeah, Jacksonville trading up to get him. He's going to be...
Yeah.
I
already love this kid.
I do too, but all I kept picturing is their weird head coach and Travis Hunter. You remember Duval. What's his name?
Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen.
He fixed it like a week later, though. How many times do you think he practiced that in the mirror?
You couldn't have gotten worse than the very first one he did. We must have played it 50 times the next day. I mean, honestly, I was like, I can't stop watching this guy.
No,
the face, the
eyebrow thing that he did.
It was like, man, that's a weird first impression.
Yeah.
I mean, a very, very strange one. But I thought that was a really, really savvy move by
Duval.
Them to move up and grab Travis Hunter. And, you know, like they said in his interview, he said, no, I've talked to these guys. They're gonna quote, let me do my thing. So
cool.
It's hard, though, right? Like, you get a guy like that that's such a good cornerback, right? He's so good.
Right.
You're like, buddy, this is the NFL. This isn't college football anymore. We can't have you playing 1,500 snaps or something.
You're at risk of injury at this point. They're paying him whatever it is.
So I think the move is great. We'll see how long he wants to do that, how long that they allow him to do that. I thought the Abdul Carter pick was phenomenal. Watch that. I'm a Notre Dame fan, so when they played Penn State, I watched that guy. He was ungodly.
I know they're your Raiders, not my Raiders.
Right.
But I'm actually excited that Gentry's going to Las Vegas with Pete Carroll's offense. I think that could be fun.
The grin on his face when they brought that up. They're like, hey, man, new head coach Pete Carroll loves to build his team around and running. And he just grinned from ear to ear like, I get to be the guy. I thought that was a great pick. I was just talking to Adam in the hall. He's a huge Atlanta Falcons fan. And they got mocked. They got mocked pretty roundly for their moves. Now, I didn't see anything terribly wrong with it. Adam loved the pick out of Georgia that they had, but they traded next year's first. Anytime you do that, you better really love this player. You better really be excited about it. But I like the draft. I love the spectacle. And, of course, I love hugging mom and dad when they get the call. Did you see the vomiting baby? There was a vomiting baby.
He was getting like rocked.
Yeah, there was like
they were like she was holding him in her arms and like clapping at the same time and like bumping the baby's head.
What was the
spit up?
Who was the pick?
I don't remember who the pick was.
My favorite thing about the draft is like the wives and girlfriends club.
Yeah,
the girlfriends club.
Yeah,
you know? You see the look on their face. Yeah. My favorite's the Gia Duddy Will Levis one where she's just looking real angry that hasn't been drafted yet or anything else. Like, oh, this is good. This is reality
the
TV.
The Russell Wilson one
on top.
From like 12 years ago.
It's the best.
It circulates every year during the draft.
I just, you know, let's talk Shador. There are people that like Shador. There are people that don't like Shador. There are people that like Deion that don't like Deion. I actually tried to put myself in his shoes last night. And I thought, oh my God, this has to suck. I mean... There have been, and I'll say this, he could be a 100% complete and total bust in the NFL, which, by the way, nothing to hang your hat. It's happened to 100, thousands of
Jamarcus Russell. You know,
right. But for him to sit and have to watch everyone get drafted, to have to watch teams that need quarterbacks desperately go, nope. What happened? Was it this one tweet from an anonymous insider that said, worst interview I've ever seen. He was entitled, blah, blah, blah. Man, think about some of the guys that have been drafted in the first round that had legal issues, that had violence against, like, a lot of looking the other way. But for whatever reason, they said, no, I don't like the kid. Never been in trouble.
Got a
3.1 GPA.
Yeah.
Got his number retired. Let's not forget that.
And I'll tell you, man, I think the way he's gotten treated in this is pretty rough. Now, you can use those critics as footstools. You know, you can. And I think, you know, listen, it remains to be seen whether he's an NFL talent or not. But that's true of every single guy that was drafted last night. Every single one. And I think about some of the guys that have gotten a lot of praise who have been a lot worse human beings than Shador Sanders, as far as we know.
But you also have to wonder how much his dad plays a factor in this whole thing, you know, and how much he's trying to navigate that. My other thing, too, is, you know, Shador had quite the setup for his first-round draft party and everything
he
else.
Did. Which is more embarrassing.
Does he go back to that tonight? Like, what's the game plan on that room?
Man, it made my stomach turn because I think, obviously, the way, and that's not the way he's wired, but I think you have to play it a little bit more subtle when you get to the pros, right? You do, and you have to be subtle. Nobody wants to hear this, you know, just...
Yeah, or rookie making noise.
Or rookie making noise,
100%.
I liked watching the product for the first couple of picks that I did see. I liked the cool tunnel that they had as the players walk from their tables with their families. It's like kind of a moment for them to, like... catch their breath as they're walking down this tunnel with all the teams listed, and they're walking down to the stage. All right, time to get ready to go on stage. And then Travis Hunter had to go do his press conference in the back there, and he's like about to answer a question. He goes, hang on, wait one second. And he's listening. He goes, oh, I thought that was Shador. He was waiting for his buddy to get picked, and it just didn't happen.
And you think about him in Colorado and you know, what he was, I guess what he was able to do with literally no offensive line, like none. Yeah. And put up some good numbers. Matthew here says he's not a first-round talent. He's probably not a second-round talent. Man, I disagree, because the kid was a top-five pick until this week.
For sure.
So that tweet must have carried a tremendous amount of weight. And again, things go around. The telephone game, you know how it works.
Yeah. And listen, like 24 hours ago, if somebody said Shador wouldn't go in the first round, I think the three of us would be pretty surprised
by that. I would have been. But he'll be picked today. Somebody's going to take a chance on him. But again, you know, hopefully a kid like that, if it was my kid, you know what I would tell him? Use all of this. Yep. Wear that chip on your shoulder for the rest of your life.
And Deion's going to be great for
that. It's just going to make you better. It really will make you better. So we'll see how the second round of the draft plays out today. But, yeah, man, some good players off the board. Pretty entertaining first round yesterday.
Well, that's your NFL draft.
There it is. There we go.
Now, I have a second story, but I'm going to hold it for a little bit because I want to make sure we get to our final story. Because earlier in the week, we played the clip that had gone viral of the Australian sisters.
Strap in.
Bridget and Paula Powers, and they were talking about how their mom came... like face-to-face with this...
Gunman
who had wrecked a car
nearby.
Have you
seen this, Julian?
No, I'm looking it up on Twitter right now.
Okay,
it's just Australian twins.
Australian twins.
I might get in trouble for that, actually.
They went viral for talking in unison at the exact same time.
They're identical twins, and they talk in unison.
Ben almost fell out of his chair laughing.
I did see that.
Yeah.
They were saying the same... Yeah.
I have an update to the story. They, of course, they go viral worldwide, and they did another interview recently this week with a local station out in Australia. And they had to ask them about the talking in unison and all of it. Here you go.
We have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves.
Clearly,
wow,
speaking in unison is a thing that you do. How?
Yeah, that's right.
How does this happen?
Well, it just happens, and we don't know why. But we have tried to talk separately, but we're not.
Pause. I'll tell you why. Because one sister mimics what the other sister does. You don't... That's why you do it, is because you start talking and I immediately follow everything that you say. Right.
And there we go.
That's why you do it. Purple says I'm going to stroke out again. Bro, me too.
It's not us. And it's very hard. And yeah, and we don't care about the critics. We tell people, if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the TV.
Do not switch off the TV.
Guys,
do not.
Do not say that, okay? Please, no.
I want to be clear on that. But sorry, how does it feel? Paula, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you only to answer.
Oh, God.
Paula.
Here we go.
Well, I'll try and answer as best as I can.
Okay. I can see Bridget trying to speak.
I also think it didn't feel right.
It's how do you know what is going on that means that when one of you speaks, the other one just instinctively has the same thing to say? What's going on?
Oh, guess what? I wish I could answer that question. It just happens.
She's just mimicking what she's saying.
I love that line. If you don't like the way we sound, turn off the TV. If only they said radio, that could be our new slogan. If you don't like... Well,
maybe they're on Cameo, but I love them in The Shining.
Yeah.
We tell people, if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the
radio. Yeah, there you go. That's Paulie, can you add that to our open?
Yes.
And just leave it in our open for the show every day.
We tell people, if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the
radio. There you go. And now you have it. We have it forever. And we will keep that for the rest of our lives. It is. Beatrice says, I'm over these twins. Beatrice, I can't get enough of these.
I want more.
I want
the delay,
more.
You know,
it's really incredible.
People go viral over the craziest.
Yeah, Hawk Tua. I mean, we got a lot out of Hawk Tua. As we usually do.
I'm feeling the telepathy in here.
It's so stupid. It's so dumb. Tyler says, I hope they get on Cameo.
They're going to get a fortune out of the Ben and Woods program. I'll tell you that right question. If they went on Cameo today and said $450, we'll have Cameo by Monday.
Start it. Hopefully they start like, hey, we'll do it for $69. Right, and we do it, get in early. Probably put a notification on your phone. So if they do join Cameo, then we can get a cameo from them. I can't get enough of them. I'm sorry. It makes my skin crawl, but anytime they're on, I'll be watching.
Is there any other info? Like, what do they do?
I have no idea.
I don't know a whole lot about them.
I have no idea. Can we get them on the show? That would be great. So make some calls to Australia.
We tell people, if you can't stand listening to us, simply just switch off the
radio. There you go. Such sage advice.
Just save $500 on that.
That's right. Just such sage advice. Thank you, Paulie, for the Ryan Report. Have you heard from Q yet?
Let me check.
Carlos Quentin.
Phone. He said he's here.
Oh,
one
he's
minute
here.
Ago. Right, so we're going to go to break here in about a minute, and then I get to go run down and grab it.
I want to tell you guys right now what he's going to be talking about. He's a Little League coach. He's a dad. You know, and obviously big baseball player, and talked to him yesterday on the phone. He's like, I want to tell you what I'm working on, and he's really, really passionate about it. It's mental skills for kids, and it's just an area that is so underserved, in my opinion. I know it is for the kids I coach, right? Baseball speeds up on you real fast. Mm-hmm. It really, really does. And this is a way, and I just loved his idea. I've heard a lot of pitches, man, over the years. And this one, I go, Q, you are really, really onto something too. And as big as baseball is in San Diego, and really all sports, I mean, it's for every single sport. And really, it's for life too. I'm going to let him tell you about it because he's much better at it than me. But Carlos Quentin will be joining the program live in studio. We'll talk some Padres baseball with him. When we come back,
it's Ben right here on 97.3,
the Fan. San Diego's,
30 seconds
San Diego's
now, the 30 seconds
number one sports station, 97.3, the Fan.
Carlos Quentin joins us in studio next.